What's up, guys? So in today's episode of Barbells and Banter, we have some of the, I reckon it's the biggest news that's hit STC Fit in ever, let alone a very long time. It actually brought Jess to tears. That's how big it is. We also talked about some monumental moments that we've experienced over life in general, talked about some of our passions and obsessions that we have right now, our pet peeves in the gym, and just some of the biggest advice that we would give lifters right now. So while we've got you, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, enjoy the episode, and we'll see you next time. You're not as loud as Jess.
Well,
general or just
there's a discrepancy, but then I feel like I'm loud too. So
yeah
you're going down today, bro.
I feel
you got to talk loud. You can't
hide today.
Yeah, there's just no moment where you can like soften your tone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just gonna get left behind.
Just have to. I'll sit up.
Us wogs are gonna
take my projection.
Yeah.
My projective posture.
If I look at Jess, we're gonna start screaming at each other just naturally.
It's like something in the blood.
Are they arguing? Nah, just having a really really civil conversation.
Yeah.
That's literally Bryce sitting at my grandparents' house. Yeah. Everyone just talking about what's for lunch. Bryce is like, do they hate each other?
Why are they mad? Why are they so upset?
No. We're just talking about chicken parmesan. Like,
so many facial expressions.
You can do whatever you want, Ben.
Yeah, I need to look at. That's better. We good now?
I guess it's different when there's like two people.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. They're very square, these ones. They're not. Feel immersed. I had to laugh that your Bryce was like, you can't wear the long sleeve because you look like a skater kid.
Yes.
I had Paramore on in the car and I was like, maybe I should buy Amy some of those long sleeves.
Because I've got a lot. I've got like a white long sleeve Nike one, like a black long sleeve Nike one. Every time I wear them, he's like, all right, skater boy. I'm like,
ouch.
Thanks,
long
babe.
Sleeve is it.
It's in. I like it.
I feel like it's
I love
a lot.
These.
Yeah,
I like
that it comes around there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yours is more oversized. Yeah. Are they the same? Yeah. Okay, cool. So
I'm just bigger.
This is, I sized down. Eye rolls in Jason.
Yeah. Mine doesn't look as oversized because I'm bigger.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a size smaller.
What do you weigh now? What do you weigh now?
Yeah.
It's up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the story. I like this like ongoing story of both of us trying to lose weight and we've both gone back up.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure there's an episode on the podcast somewhere this year where you and I are just like, yeah, we're going to lose some weight. And it's like last
Ben's
time I checked,
weeks.
I'm like mid-90s.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, put a little bit back
on. Yeah, I'm back on the high 80s. But I look okay. I'm pretty happy with it.
I'm a hyper responder. So, you know,
I'm claiming recomp. I'm claiming it.
You can claim whatever you want to claim.
I don't know. Look, I took my shirt off and took a photo in the gym.
I wrecked my eyelash. I've got a facial treatment issue going on right now. Episode. And
it's a problem.
I have an eyelash that's poking me in the eyeball.
Oh, that is the worst feeling.
Yeah, it's look.
Need Ben to lean in.
This
and
is the price
here.
I'm willing. This is the price. It's the price I'm willing to pay for beautiful skin.
That's it. Pros and cons.
I'm actually just probably undoing like.
You look exactly the same as you did when you were 26. Jess.
Irreparable damage. Because being middle aged. You know.
No, you look exactly the same.
Irreparable
as you did when you were
26. Yeah, that's not a compliment.
I'm not saying that you did or didn't look 40 at 26, but
Jace is just like he still hasn't fucking let that go.
Every time
I've got to say it. I've got
never.
It's
never.
A joke. It's the joke now.
Every time you say it, I'm like, I don't know if I fucked up. And like,
nah, it's a funny joke.
That's Jason's 3 a.m. lying in bed looking at the ceiling. Like,
it's how do I look younger?
It's one. It's like that's the Botox, the facial treatment. It's all because of you.
Yeah,
it's all your fault.
You're so welcome. Oh no, you want to look after your
Jason's,
skin?
Jason's glow up because of Jess.
Yeah, because of the beat down on
you know
my
how
fucking
you have,
ego.
Yeah, you have revenge bod. It's like this revenge face.
Fuck. I don't think I have enough money for that. ever since then, Ben and I have just like inadvertently just taken shots at like hot people.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck you guys.
It's been a real theme for the podcast ever since. Fuck. It was all Jess's fault. She made us feel unattractive.
I always, like, every time I'm listening
fuck
to you
guys. Seriously.
Wait, you guys, did you put me in the attractive collective? Look,
well,
I don't know.
We're not.
Yeah.
So everyone else is fine. Tam with his beautiful skin.
I feel like you guys put yourself down more than you deserve.
I have. But you say that. But
but I deserve.
When you go onto our business channel,
I
on our other podcast, and you have a look at our real views.
Yeah.
There's a clear favorite of Reach.
We're not getting...
And it's not me, and it's not Jason.
Look, all I'm going
to
say...
More motivation to step back.
That's it. That's it.
That one time that Jess was like, I don't know why this got so many views. I'm like, I know why. Because I edited the first 3 seconds very deliberately.
She's a humble queen.
Tasteful, but on purpose.
Well, that's... Yeah, like, whenever anyone, like, talks about photo shoots or whatever with, like... the gang, I'm like, Tam's the kind of guy that you can be like, Tam, I want the asshole shot. Like, get the shot. Get that one. And Tam's like, okay. And then next thing, it's opening a reel. And I'm like, thanks. Doing it for the business.
I love the new level that just took on. It's not just the ass shot, it's the asshole shot.
It's such a different angle.
It's like, what kind of business are you guys fucking running here?
Yeah. Not that kind. There's no chili link. No.
Wow.
No chili link. Fucking hell.
All right. We're obviously on, I assume.
That was all recorded.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Don't cut any of that.
Ever. Clip it.
Next week's social captions are going to be like one of something in that fucking 3 minutes. Then.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be like, these guys have been ratting on people that are good looking and seemingly the problem's inside the house.
So everyone that we've called out for the last 4 weeks.
Jess's fault.
It's all Jess's fault.
I agree.
Yeah.
4 weeks. It's been a tyranny of 6 months.
Whenever I have like a bad self-image day.
When did you join the team? Maybe it's been 6 months.
So
why.
I've been like in the mix since November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say
But working... since January, officially.
Yeah. It's gone so quick.
Yeah, well, there you go. 6 months of us.
Tyranny.
Yeah.
Our vendetta.
Papa.
Against those good-looking people. Hi, we have two dogs in the house today.
It's chaos.
And one
we have two dogs and Jess.
Yeah. We have two dogs.
Which just leads chaos.
As long as you didn't call me one of the dogs. <that we're coming.
laughs> So we already said her name. So Jess is in the house.
Hello. We have Voldemort.
Voldemort in the house.
She who must be named.
She demanded to be named, apparently.
The Voldemort thing's very fun to talk about when you're not here, though.
Go sit down.
Yeah.
It's like, Jess,
I hope your client has listened to episodes since that.
Yeah,
because we mention it every episode.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's the best.
I don't know. It was so strange because I was like, no. Like, I really think, I was like, you know, the Orange podcast, like the Barbells and Banter one. I was like, go listen to that one, blah, 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 blah. Because something you spoke about that week. It was like a couple months ago. It was like super relevant. And then, yeah, she listened to it. She's like, do they, like, deliberately not talk about you? And I was like, no, like, why? And she's like, it's like your name's fucking Voldemort. Like they cannot mention you. And I was like, never really thought about it. I'll pass on the information.
Well, we have since.
And then you opened up, like, the last podcast. I think it might have been the other one, though. And you were like, that's a question for Voldemort next week. And that was, like, the first line.
What was the question? Because I've forgotten.
Yeah, me too.
I was hoping that would be the case because I was nervous.
Yeah, I definitely don't know what that is. I have no plan for today.
Yeah, good.
As always.
Well, we have the biggest, I think, the biggest announcement for STC forever. On the podcast. Jess has no fucking idea what we're talking about.
It's pretty big.
You might want to put that down.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Do you have the drum roll in the machine yet? This is your moment.
I'll put it in post.
Tam shrugged.
Yeah.
There's all these buttons. We don't know what button it is.
If you want, I can pause and we can play with the sounds.
No, it's fine.
He can just add it
later. It's way better if we don't. Because there's this huge build-up with no drum.
It's way more STC fit of us if we don't know.
Just so you know, my heart rate elevated about 30 beats per minute and you still just kept talking.
Just
letting her sweat.
It's about to go up even more. Do we have a defib on standby?
Maybe I'll need one.
That's right. We know first aid.
Yeah. Do we?
I hope so.
Yes, because we're all qualified and insured.
Yeah, I've got a certificate that says I do.
Yeah. All online I know is you go to the BG
online
song.
Online coaches don't need first aid.
Jace was just thinking about how fast he got out of the first aid course.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, we made friends with the teacher and we were gone in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was... Don't do that.
No. You ready?
Ready.
We're 30 and a half weeks pregnant.
Oh, I'm going to cry today. Okay. I said I wasn't going to cry.
All right, the episode's over. Jess is ruined. She can't come anymore.
We'll give her some time.
Do you need to do the thing? The phone?
No, fuck it. Yeah. I just have to fucking start. Blair Witch Project. Like,
we did it.
So awesome.
Happy for
we
you.
Did it.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
How's Amy feeling?
She's good. She's surprisingly didn't get sick. Which is good.
My heart
just
rate
fatigued.
Is really high.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. I'm gonna be dad.
Right? That's fucking terrifying.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're ready.
Hey, exciting and terrifying. Good combo.
That's it.
That is the ultimate.
We stand by it. So if you can't stand by it yourself.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool. I don't know how Indy feels about it yet.
Yeah. She probably doesn't know yet.
We've been trying to get her to lay on Amy's tummy. But yeah. She's gone deaf.
Yeah. I was.
Whoa.
Because
I think we thought she knew for the first one.
Yeah.
But I think her hearing has deteriorated so much. We've been trying to get her to lay on Amy's tummy. She just doesn't. I saw someone do it with a stethoscope the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And he was just like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. And he was licking the tummy and stuff.
That's cool.
So I might try and get one.
Yeah,
see if
that's
I can.
So cute.
Yeah. But yeah, 13 and a half weeks. So, full story.
Yeah.
Did my swimmer's donation.
I was just about to ask, when in the grand scheme of things was that?
On the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Podcast Wednesday.
Yeah.
That Saturday was Mother's Day. So we're like, oh, we'll have a few drinks. I'm like, you're due for your period and it hasn't come yet. She was like, oh, am I? Fucking hell.
You're like, yes, actually.
It's been 18 hours. Yeah.
You're officially 17 hours and 38 minutes late.
Late, yeah. Yeah. So we're going to have a drink. So go test and, yep, nailed it.
That is the best story.
Yeah. Very cool.
So Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. We
celebration.
We found out. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Which was cool, obviously.
That's so wholesome.
The family was already coming over and stuff. So, yeah, it was good. Very exciting.
Mm.
Yeah. I have to shout out to all the people that messaged me when that episode came out, because we already knew when the episode came out. So I had a dozen people message me.
Oh, the one.
Yeah, like,
about fertility.
I've done the coming a cup thing and we've been trying for this long and blah, 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 blah.
Sorry.
Makes you laugh every time, right?
Yeah. So vulgar.
We've got to keep some light on that. And heaps of people obviously reached out to talk about it. And I was just
thank you.
I understand. It's so hard, blah, blah, blah. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, fuck. I feel so guilty almost.
Yeah.
But it was a good conversation to start. And I think it's still important. It was just,
yeah.
I think there's so much. And now since when I was trying to fall pregnant and whatever, your Instagram feed changes and you have so many different, it's crazy how it changes through stages of your life. But such an awareness about female fertility and the lack of awareness around the male responsibility of male fertility as well.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to hear that side of it get spoken about as well. But almost, you'd feel, I cannot empathize that you would have felt guilty, but also how nice to receive those comments and just be there is hope for you yet, to everyone else, while you're sitting there replying.
Yeah, and I'm not a big normalize this kind of guy. Most of the time it really pisses me off. But it was kind of frustrating to have never heard that conversation from a male perspective. I've never had friends say they're struggling or anything like that. It's always been about the woman, or worse, even when I posted about I don't even know how the message happened. I posted about when we lost the first one, and I was like, any other dudes that have gone through this, I know it's hard to talk, reach out, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up having this girl tell me that basically just said her partner was a piece of shit and wouldn't go get tested.
Yeah.
And so she was trying to trap him. because he wasn't sure he wanted kids. But I'm like, how the fuck did we get here? This is like the worst. Like, men are not going to talk about this because this is how they get spoken about by women.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think you saying that you don't like hearing the, well, normalize this and blah, 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 is maybe because you haven't been on that side of it adversity before.
No, it's just like, it's the normalized just dumb shit that's already normalized. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's just the term of it. I'm like,
yeah,
most of the time it's not a real issue.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it's just in this situation was really eye opening to see we know men are scared to go to the doctor in the first place, let alone to go find out. And I know in like my position, it was like the number one thing Amy's wanted to do her whole life is be a mum.
Yeah.
So to go in and get a test and be and me?
It can't be you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like that would have ruined me.
Whole little extra layer.
Yeah. And then I'm sure lots of people feel like that. Like you've been trying for ages. Sometimes not knowing is better than knowing. It's a wild, wild thing. But yeah, I would say to anyone who is in that situation, like just as much as we didn't end up having to go through it, the steps were laid out to solve the problem.
Yep.
Mm. So like just go find out.
Yeah.
It'll take so much stress off of your shoulders. Even like, because obviously I still got the results back and mine was all fine. Just knowing that for the next one.
Yeah.
Like I know it's all good.
Yeah.
It was just slow. So Amy has one ovary that's polycystic.
Yeah.
So that was why it took so long.
Yeah.
So it was like you have, I can't remember what the percentage is, but it's like if she ovulates from that side, it drops to like 0.5% chance.
Yeah. So realistically, like, you only had every second month and like all of,
Yeah. So.
But you're going to have a baby.
Yeah. Yep. Baby coming mid-Jan.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to have to fight us for a good birthday spot.
Fuck, there's so many. So many.
January. God damn it. Got to share another month with something cuter than me.
Thanks.
Oh, you in January. Fuck it out. I was talking about like my nieces.
No. I heard what you said.
Fuck. Bryce, close your ears.
You said what you said.
Fucking hell.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah. Yay. So poor Amy will be super big when it's really hot.
Yeah,
it doesn't suck.
Doesn't matter. Like, it's such a great, I mean, depending on everyone's pregnancy journey is different. Like, all I wanted to do, I just wanted to get my gut out constantly.
Yeah.
And
sorry. It's just fucking funny.
Yeah.
It's so immature to sit here just like, like, you know, man spread gut, like,
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
And you're allowed to.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Because no one's going to say shit.
Yeah. We're not allowed to. We probably just do it a little more often than we should.
Yeah.
But no, that's like, just.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's chaos.
Big tail.
Chaos in the studio, the guys. We've got two dogs in the house.
The big dog hasn't found their spot yet.
Yeah.
Aww.
She can't sit on my lap. It's unfortunate.
She's upset.
It's unfortunate. I'm upset.
There's a whole ass seat over here.
Yeah.
Good girl, Boff. Yeah.
Yay.
So exciting times.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Mm.
All right.
What else are we going
to
talk about?
I was going to say, is that it? Should we wrap it up?
Thanks for getting me to cry.
I haven't decided what my hashtag's going to be. I need a hashtag to be anti. I'm either going to lean in and say dad bod and get shredded.
Oh.
Or go with DILF.
Or just get a dad bod.
Well.
You're like, why don't you just not go against the grain?
There is at least I have a good excuse to dad bod hard.
Yeah, who did we talk to the other day? And they're just like, oh, I haven't been training. I just took like a couple of months off. I was like, it seems to be just like as much as the intention's there.
I think the sleep will be the thing.
Yeah. How are you with like no sleep? I'm like,
that's my biggest fear. Fucking useless.
I'm a fucking shell of a person.
I'm fucking useless.
It's something like,
wow.
I mean, anecdotally, you literally just have the strength to move on. And like talking about dad bods, like, I think Bryce had a pretty good rig at the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Decent shot. Right. Decent shot.
Yeah, but that there could be like a afterwards, you know?
Yeah. Look, there is evidence to suggest that your testosterone actually reduces to allow you to bond better.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
you want to kick the imposter out.
Yeah.
That's your
yeah.
lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about all those bodybuilders that have babies?
Well, they take exogenous hormones and it doesn't really matter.
Are they good dads?
I'm just like,
yeah, so they,
it's crazy.
I would imagine yeah. it would be harder to bond.
Is that why you put on the weight too? Because you eat together to bond?
Yeah. This is the first time in my life. Actually, I haven't had this conversation with anyone yet. Oh, there's so many things I get to talk about now. So for 7 years, Amy's been smaller than me, living with a powerlifter who, when I met her, I was 75 kilos. My last comp, I was 102.
Wowza.
Yeah.
It's
Big Ben.
Yeah. So she's big had to live with me that whole time where I've basically been in a surplus forever.
Yeah.
And now I'm sit at a desk all day and train 4 hours a week. And she gets to eat whatever the fuck she wants. And it's the role is reversed and it's very challenging.
So you haven't gone like whole uber scientific, you must have this diet, you only need to consume 200 calories extra a day.
You know my wife.
Don't ask me why I know this stuff.
I am.
You know my wife better than that. Let's put it
I
that
way. I was going to say.
I'll be like, here's your fish oils.
Yeah. Every day is like, have you had your supplements today? And that's all I get.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I get.
That happens to me now. I'm like, you know, Drain, have you had your vitamins?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, just go fuck myself.
Do we turn this into like the actual, like what you should be doing across the trimesters? Because it's fit or we're not doing that?
I would be like that.
Yeah.
I was like.
So regimented.
I was like, okay, cool. Like, what do I need in the first trimester? Like,
yeah.
I can never pronounce. Is it choline?
Choline. Yeah.
Yep. Great. So eggs like every day, regardless of whether I want to eat them or not, because it's good for brain development. And like,
yeah.
You got to just stop doing retinols. So that was bad for my skin routine. She can't have vitamin A's. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. First trimester, I was like gutted when I lost my appetite.
Yeah.
In my first trimester. So I had like mild nausea, but I had to drive with the window open. Because like the motion of the car was the only thing that made me sick. So it'd be like 4:30 and I'd be driving to the gym with my head out the window like a golden retriever. Because I was like, I would wake up, rice cakes next to me when I woke up so I could have a rice cake as I got up. And that would be like what kept me going.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, so that's not normal. Okay.
Yeah. The first like.
Oh,
week.
It's like weeks six. To
I mean,
10?
I eat rice cakes when I get out of bed.
You're like, wait, so you don't have a stash? In
snacks
like,
beside my bed for my 4 a.m. hunger pains.
It's 4 a.m. and I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just I've got a case in next to the bed, you know.
I reckon the same. Maybe week 6 to 10, where I had to have like food on Amy's bedside table.
I was like, Ben, it doesn't happen to you. It's fine.
Yeah, hey, me.
This
I
isn't your food,
it.
All right?
I needed it. Yeah, no.
Look, I made us some food.
It's so do you know why it's week 6 to 10? Fun fact, because your body hasn't developed a placenta yet.
Yeah.
So every bit of the cell is being taken from your own body. Like your body's creating it while it's creating
it's
an organ.
It's just eating yourself.
Yeah.
And basically,
it's creating an organ. It's creating the placenta too. So life.
You gotta build both.
And placenta. So you feel like shit for a month and then
every
you're
part of the person is built inside the 12 weeks.
It's also built in the person.
Well, yeah.
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 Wild.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Do you know? Babies come inside you.
Yes.
In the belly.
Yes.
You're like, oh, yucky.
Hey, I don't hate kids, all right? I just don't fucking want one myself, all right?
Yeah, I thought that was wild that they're basically everything is there. Every organ, every bone, everything is there at 12 weeks.
Unreal.
And then it's like,
do you know?
So that's why like the 12 week scan is such a big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you can kind of see,
everything.
Do you want to know what's disgusting?
Sure.
They have hair and fingernails inside you.
Already.
Yeah.
Fingernails.
It's wild.
That made me feel disgusted.
Really?
Yeah.
When do they start moving? I know I should know this. But.
So my placenta was at the front, so it stopped a little bit of movement coming at the, not that it stopped it at all. My belly looked disgusting. Like alien-wise, but it's the coolest thing ever. I reckon I started feeling it like 19, 20 weeks and then Bryce could feel it early 20s. But they generally say like 20 to 25-ish weeks, I think, is like normal.
That's going to break my fucking brain.
It's so gross.
Break my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's moving, but you can't see it.
Because like first scan is like there's a smudge.
Yeah, why is like, there a jelly bean in there?
That's my child. Cool.
Yeah.
And then like you don't you don't hear the heartbeat in the first one. You just see it. And then the second one, like I'll show you the photo. It looks he's opened the mouth. So it looks like they're smiling. And then there's a hand up. So it's like waving and smiling at the same time. And then like obviously, yeah, he's like going around like, oh, let's make sure it's got like two arms, two legs. And he's like basically doing this. What the fuck? So that was huge. And then you hear the heartbeat and you're like, okay, there's a person in there that I'm now responsible for. So that was really cool. But I think feeling it move is going to be
another level.
Bryce lost his mind. Hey, yeah. Because like your hormones through pregnancy and stuff, like you don't change. Like your life is normal. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're just like.
You got the easy part.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think I'd want to trade it if I could though. Like if I could be like, it's your turn to have a child.
Yeah.
I don't even think I'd want to trade it just because like.
Imagine that.
Just like, swap for a bit.
You're next.
Like a seahorse.
You're next, mate.
Yeah. You're doing this next time. Yeah.
That's cool.
Very.
Yeah.
I'm trying to track back all these times where I could have maybe known, but I think you kept it under wraps pretty good.
Yeah, it was really.
I mean, I'm pretty oblivious as we've kind of already spoken about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay said that, and then I was like, I had no fucking idea since that episode at all. So you did a very good job.
So I made my biggest fear was that I didn't think you would, because like you said, you're oblivious. So I finally bought New Balance.
Yeah.
So I promised myself I wouldn't buy dad shoes because. Until they were like dad shoes and they're like, that's going to be my thing.
Yeah.
When we get the positive, I'm buying myself some shoes. So then when I walked in the other day, Tam's like, are they new? And I just fucking ran. I'm like, I'm going to stand in the other room because I thought he might trigger that I've said that.
Tam's just like, shoot.
I was just like, cool shoes.
Yeah. I was the same. And since I walked in, I'm like, hey, you got the 550s. Yeah, they're too narrow for my feet. I want them.
Yeah.
But my feet are too fat.
And then I was like, mate, I don't know if I've said that to Jess before because we obviously talk about the New Balance shoes in the chat all the time.
You could say heaps of shit. I remember
nothing. I knew you would be fine. I was not stressed about you at all. But I thought Tam might twig.
And simple's then, Jason.
Like, I was like, Jace isn't going to be here for 10 minutes. Jess might notice. That's fine. Don't want it to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm. No,
sorry. New Balance have gone from dad shoe only.
Well, the worst thing is
to like cool shoes.
It took so long, that now they're just normal.
Well, now they're cool shoes. There's not a pair of flex in it.
I'm not a regular dad. I'm a cool dad.
They're not a pair of runners anymore.
Yeah, it's not an ironic flex.
The thing you could have done is like maybe got some Brooks and wore some jeans or something.
Yeah,
you know,
Junners. We love the Junners look. Yeah. I froth the Junners.
Nothing like
shorts and New Balances. Tuck your shirt in.
And stand there admiring your lawn like this.
S&C yeah, coach. Just push.
It's like carrying your phone in a case.
Yeah.
Clip.
Should have got yourself a wife beater, mate.
wife lovers.
Oh, fuck. I saw
woman,
them.
Is it woman lovers?
It's wife
woman,
lovers.
Wife lovers.
I saw them in a top the other day, and they were not called either of those things. They were just called something singlets.
Like a singlet?
No, it was a something singlet.
Like, yeah, like a singlet?
But it was like right at the register.
Yeah.
And I was buying stuff and I was like, I don't want to take a photo right now because it would be weird.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But now I forget what they were.
My coffee kicked in, by the way.
You've got a lot of...
just going.
Let's go.
You got a lot of apprehensions behind photos. Yeah. Don't want to take that photo. You don't want to take your selfie in front of someone.
I still want to be rude.
Yeah.
In that situation. Like someone's serving me, I'd be like, oh, hold that thing. I'm just going to take a photo of the singlet randomly.
Yeah, oh,
that I'm not buying.
I wish I
had.
Okay,
I would do that.
I wish I had the self awareness.
Ben
to think
just called
that
me
much.
Rude.
Not once have I ever thought that was rude.
Hold on, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's me.
I would just usually say, "Oh, I got to show someone this."
I wouldn't even explain it. Nah. I'd be like, "They'd be doing it." I'd be like,
"Yeah." I'd just be doing this. Steph would be like, "What the fuck are you doing? Don't worry, I'll tell you later." What's up, guys? Welcome to the STC Fit podcast, where we talk about all things nutrition, training, and how to live your best life. If you want some more information about coaching, our free resources, and other fitness-related content, be sure to check us out on our website at www.stcfit.com. All right, let's get to the episode.
I had a moment yesterday that I wanted to explore with yourself because I know you're very direct.
So Ben's going to fucking pick on me again.
Not at all, actually.
I'm crossing my arms.
I think I'm picking on myself.
Protective boy.
This has been the podcast for the last 6 months.
No, it's your podcast. I'm going to pick on you on this channel.
All right. Oh, okay. I've just got to wait till the next
one. Yeah.
Okay.
So for both of you, so we had a tradie come yesterday who was doing the heater just up in the manhole, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to leave. Amy was on a call.
Yeah.
I wanted to go play golf.
I fucking knew it.
So I'm like, hey, mate. Hello. Hey. I'm like, this dude probably just thinks I'm on the phone. And I walked back out in the living room. Walked in, tried again. And I was like, do I just climb the ladder and talk to this guy? Or what do I do? And I was like, 50-50, like, fuck it, I'll just stay home. And I was like, nah, I'll be a big boy and I'll go climb the ladder.
Oh, yeah?
And was like, right, what's going on? Yeah, all good, blah, blah, blah. And then I went and played golf. So I was curious, would you
climb the ladder?
Have hesitated at all? I feel like you would just be like, hey, I'm going.
Yeah. No, I would.
Wait. Nah.
I'm socially awkward in those situations.
I don't know if I could leave a stranger in the house with my wife. Because I did it once and I thought it was really stupid and I'll never do it again. So I'm leaving for the gym. Right, this is when I was doing PT.
Yeah.
And this guy knocks on the door and he said, we'll change your shower heads and it's going to save you this much water. Being the Maltese kicked in, I was like, sick. Less water, less money. Done.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, man. So then Steph rocks up the driveway and I'm like, this dude's changing the shower heads. I'm out. And I just left.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I mean, I was young and stupid, you know, and I was like,
fucking hell.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll never fucking do that again.
Yeah,
like,
especially if it's not someone with the business name that you already planned.
Yeah, you just had a lanyard. Yeah, and so it's like, that could be fucking anything, you know? Yeah.
He'd been there for 2 hours. He played with the dog.
I'd probably still ride it out, to be honest. Like, I know that surprises you.
Yeah, no, because
I wouldn't have climbed the ladder, though.
I waited in the morning. I wanted to go to the gym, and I waited because our couches were coming. I was not required to help move the couch, but I was like, there's going to be two delivery dudes coming in here.
Yeah.
I've left tradies in the house with no one in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just lock the door when you finish.
I think tradies are just like, the A-Mart guys are coming.
Yeah.
Versus the guy from the real estate who relies on this contract for his livelihood.
Yeah.
He's not going to fuck up or
their
whole company loses
be a contractor.
That connection to the real estate agent fucks your whole shit up. Would you, outside of that, would you have any social awkwardness to be like, climb the ladder and be like, hey man,
I don't know if I would have climbed the ladder. I would have just yelled really loud.
I would have said oi.
I couldn't because it was like right next to Amy's office.
That's different.
Like if they couldn't hear me say hey, in the ceiling.
Yeah.
If they didn't, I would make sure he knew that I addressed him in the roof.
Hey, you in the ceiling there?
Yeah. Hey, Sky. The worst thing was I didn't know his name.
Mm. Hey, mate.
So it could be like, Reg.
Hey, mate. That's what you say, yeah?
Yeah.
Which just sounds like I'm on the phone.
Yeah. I wouldn't have. No.
And we'd just come off Q&A.
So you would have gone and played golf? Or done your own hobby? Left the house?
Yeah. I would have climbed the ladder and be like, I'm out. Yeah. And if.
So leaving the house was not the apprehension. It was the.
The ladder.
I have to. Get in this guy's space and interrupt him and say...
There's no way I'm getting off that fucking ladder in that roof. No chance.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't want to...
Not to play golf. To go to the gym, I would. mate, I've got five...
I'm going.
It's fucking chest day. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? How long is this going to take?
It was worth it, though. So I had 46 on the back nine at Gisborne.
Yeah, that's good.
Birdie the 16th.
I'm playing golf next Friday. And
go team.
Sports.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Hey, we need to talk about Danny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Is everyone excited? Yeah, we're going to need to talk about Danny. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
I was waiting. I was waiting for our newest F1 recruit.
DeVries like someone that I just never had an opinion on.
Bro. Oh my God. Hang on.
Yeah, I actually really liked him as as a personality. I liked him.
I will tame the beast.
But he.
I'm fine.
He did not deliver. Unfortunately, he did not deliver.
No.
Yeah, F1's so good like that.
Yeah.
Just like
savage.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, but he's
but
a rookie.
The pinnacle of the sport.
He should be given more time. Blah,
so
blah, blah,
much money
it's
involved.
Like, Piastri finished fourth.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but he had the shittest car.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a shit car.
Yeah, but his teammate whooped his ass.
Yeah.
With more practice.
For 10 races.
Yeah. With more practice.
Yeah, but it's also like go back to Formula 2 or whatever. Like it's the pinnacle of motor racing.
The other thing
you have
is
20 people in the whole world. Yeah. Like you don't get to fuck up that many times. Not fuck up, but you don't get to like not perform.
You need to see improvements.
Especially at Red Bull.
Yeah.
They're savage.
Yeah. They have to be.
I'm very excited. It's good to see Danny back.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Two Aussies on the grid, man. Has that ever happened?
First time since. Yeah. Not first time.
Mark Webber maybe.
Webber and Danny overlapped for a year.
I saw it referred to as Australia's boyfriend's back. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of like the best way to describe him, isn't it? Everyone's excited.
I saw someone like
hoping so. Yeah, hoping
comment on the photo we shared on Instagram. There was a comment under it that was like, there's so much Texas in this photo. I'm like, he's fucking Australian, you dickhead. Like, they were just like, and the American was like, he's ours. I'm like, no, he's not.
Do you want to find out? I'll fight you in the comment section over this. I'm not too proud.
It's kind of so ironic, funny. Though, because, like, Australia's really good at just taking your claiming
Kiwis.
Athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, or anyone. We're obviously very diverse culture.
We've claimed Bottas. Like,
he's one of ours. He's got a mullet.
Literally.
He claimed us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He claimed
us. He's like, these people are nicer to me than my own people.
Yeah.
I'm kind of fair. I can do their hair and be one
of
them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, that's really exciting.
This is my duty for the rest of the podcast.
Pat the big dog.
Yeah. I'm not mad about it either.
Just love and laugh. Don't forget to vacuum in here before the inspection.
It's Oz.
Sorry, you can't see it on
Don't bark. No, I can see you getting excited.
If you just pat her above the shoulders, it's not too bad.
All right.
Yeah, right. I'm keen. Do you have things for today?
No, well, so what I thought we'd do, because we haven't really done a like, get to know each other kind of segment on the potty, and we haven't really done it with Jess as well. So I just come up with like, just some really open-ended questions, get to know each other, get to know the personality for the listeners, maybe, roll up Jess a little bit, we'll see.
She's ready.
So yeah, I just thought we'd kind of just start with some stuff like that so everyone can have a bit of a laugh and see where it goes. So, what's the I'm actually really interested to hear what you say on this one. What's the one thing you're currently obsessed with or passionate about?
You go first.
What's the one thing you're obsessed with right now or passionate about right now?
Oh, the
mine's so boring.
So there's this lady named Megan Phelps, and she used to be in the Westboro Baptist Church. Mm. And so she used to be like a really, really far-right Christian, like used to picket at soldiers' funerals. Like she was part of the group that used to hold those signs. It'd be like, God hates fags. Like she was like, they made the news like around the world. Louis Theroux did a documentary with her when she was really young. Anyway, based on Twitter conversations, she left the church at 26 and now she's completely flipped.
Oh, right.
And she's like, she will never say she's atheist, but she like goes down that thing. And I just think that like her ability to talk, communicate herself and her like civil discourse is just next level. So I listened to every interview she did, like a podcast series of J.K. Rowling. I just listened. I was saying to Ben, like his favorite podcast, Modern Wisdom.
Yeah.
Or one of. She was on that a few weeks ago. So I've read her book. I've listened to anything she's been
That's
in.
Sick.
I don't watch YouTube often, but I've watched all of her interviews because I was like, if this is how she sounds, what does she look like?
Yeah.
I listened to 3 hours.
Is she good looking? I've never seen her. Not that it matters.
Like, she's like...
she's like a five.
I don't know. Like, you wouldn't look twice at her for good or bad reasons.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense? She's just like,
so she's a five.
She's just like a normal... Yeah.
But she's really smart, so she's like a 7.5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed. And that's... I think, like, I'm obsessed with my... And I heard you guys talking about your vocabularies
smart,
as well.
Smart, well-spoken people.
So, I'm obsessed with being able to communicate my points to anybody in the best way I possibly can without insulting anybody. And, like, I'm obsessed with communication. Yeah. I love it. I'm being able to communicate well, and I think it's a really good trait.
I do, too.
So, I have... She is my new personality and the Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's what I'm obsessed with at the moment.
Weren't we talking about that as well?
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago?
And it was in the podcast and I was like,
"Yeah,
guys, I can talk to you about it.
Let's set these people up to die.
I read that book.
If they're a witch, they'll survive."
Can you believe it was only like 60 to 80 years? And I know that's a long time to be killing people.
No, it's not.
But yeah. that's such a blip on our humanitarian, like,
it's definitely not. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a long time.
No. Yeah. And like, yet we all know about it so heavily. And it's all because two little girls in Salem were behaving in a way that people couldn't comprehend and understand.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wild. Anyway.
I haven't read enough about the Salem stuff. I'd like to go.
I
got a
book.
If you want to physically read a book, like, I bought the book Witches, which is apparently like the ultimate book on the Salem witch trials, and I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah,
I bought it last Friday. Mm-hmm. So well written. It seems it's like you're reading a really well written story, but you're like, you have to shake yourself because you're like, no, this is real, and this would have been happening to people like me.
Yeah,
people that were like outliers of society.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, not that I'm an outlier, but like opinionated and
definitely
loud. And
you definitely are.
There's a lot of people, like, you'll think, like,
yeah,
definitely not sitting inside the norm.
Yeah, so that's my two obsessions at the moment.
It's pretty good. What about you? Have you got any?
You surely do. Mine is a much more selfish one than that. Yeah. I don't know if it's selfish.
You can be selfish.
But it's like,
you can be obsessed with yourself.
Yeah, that's it. You can stare at yourself in the mirror and just yell positive affirmations at yourself for half an hour.
Just flex all day.
You're beautiful.
Just do vacuums and flexes all day.
I've been doing that for 20 years.
You're like, wait, that's selfish?
Yeah, that's a Monday morning. That's every time I have a shower. Just fucking hit one. All right, we're there. We're still on.
Yeah. I think it was on this pod that, like, this is the first house I've lived in where you can see the mirror from the shower.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, am I in shape yet? Am I in shape yet?
It's probably best for my water consumption that that's not true. For my house, but fucking these lots of shit.
Jason, you done? Haven't started. My hair, babe. I'm washing.
So why does it take 30 minutes to have a shower?
Not for the reason you think.
Yeah. That's overrated.
Self-love of a different kind.
That's overrated for anyone who thinks it's good. It's like, no.
I was going to jump in and be like, 30 minutes is a bit much. Come on.
Mine, I have two. One is like identity related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, dad, the fuck does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Yeah, what the different levels of responsibility. Do you know what, like, fucked me, to be honest?
What?
I'll be raw now.
Okay.
Flagrant podcast, Chrissy D, he's a comedian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know if you know him. Made the comment that he was fourth in his own life.
Mm-hmm.
So he had two kids.
Yeah.
So there's the two kids, his wife, them, him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he does the work thing, and then he has his own sort of stuff. And I was like, fuck. Thankfully, I've been working a lot on that for the last few years.
It's
in sort of identifying my proclivity to put myself very first in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So shifting that whole identity is something that I'm very intrigued with, and trying to expose myself to different voices and opinions around all of that.
Without sounding like the selfish man who's probably never going to have any children, do you think that that's something that has to happen all the time?
I hope not.
It's seasonal. Well,
and I think,
I can see people who think it's not.
Yeah.
And then they'll just like, you know, best parents, whatever, just devote everything. Yeah. And then just like, for you, you're like, you need to, like, I know you, it's like growth, development, improvement. Yeah. Like, it doesn't, and that doesn't have to just be you being a good dad.
Yeah.
It's not going to be enough.
Totally.
Definitely not.
It's I think you need to be better. You need to get better as a person. So you want to have that, like, I can turn this switch sometimes. Like,
if people only knew me as a mum, or if I was only Parker's mum, I would be so unfulfilled.
Yeah. We've spoken about that too, how devastating it is to see people that's their own identity.
Yeah, I've heard people say it's just like, oh, well, that was the, like,
for a little while
the
I was.
Thing or something.
For a little while I was, don't get me wrong. Like, you have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah, what's that?
It's an extension of your body.
Yeah.
Like, that is my heart outside of my chest.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, that is the only thing. But like, whether it's training, whether it's learning, whether it's getting a job, whether like different job, focusing on work, blah, 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 like whatever's happened. Yeah. Like, it's going to feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're not going to be your main priority, but then it gets to a point where it's like, well, if I can't show up as my best self, like what kind of person am I?
Yeah. That's going to affect people and like you in a totally different way.
Yeah. It also goes it also goes both ways. Cause like I've got a little pair of like boots under my computer.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, try and walk away from your computer when work's not done. That's there.
Yeah.
It's like the
you,
why.
You, yeah, well, you would think like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not many people in the world. They'll go, oh, I need to walk away because they're there.
Nah. Yeah. Well, they're like, well, it's not here yet.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like walk. It's like this is.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
So there's yeah, there's the upside of I want to be a good role model. Yeah. I want to show this. I want to do this. I want to do this. Mm. There's all of those parts to it. And then there's also like, so we had, so my, we joke about it all the time. Like ask my admin and it's either, if it's to do with work, it's dad. If it's to do with my life, it's Amy. So we were driving home a couple of weekends ago and opened an Instagram story for an engagement party that we were supposed to be at. And Amy had just...
It just went,
just
to the
went
keeper.
Straight through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were both gutted that we weren't there. And there's just been a few things that I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, she's fucked asleep on the couch.
You're going to have to take care of that shit.
There's
yeah.
housework that needs to be done.
Yep.
That usually we sort of have a, like, you work way more. I take care of this stuff. This, like, yeah. we have really open conversations about roles and responsibilities within the household.
That's already yeah. the best start you could possibly have.
Yeah. So then it's like, okay, well, I heard the, it was on a reel actually that I sent it to Amy and I loved it. And I don't, I'm sure you guys do it inadvertently. And I would say you and Steph do as well. And that they communicated out of 100% where they were at. So if they come home from work and it's like, I'm at 20%.
Yeah.
So it's like, you'd have to pull the 80 today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deal with the kid and whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or
I just leave
I'm
the dishes
good.
On the bench until she's 100.
I'm like, Bryce, if you're listening, stop listening. I don't do the washing.
It's like, wait, you're 20? I'm happy to leave this till tomorrow.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. It was like they...
I don't need it anyway.
They had like that the as well. Joke. So it was like, well, if we're both at 20.
Yeah.
It's called the grandparents. It's
yeah, it's
yeah.
just
whatever.
Just fucking do nothing.
Yeah, yeah, except that... Shit's messy, but yeah. at least where no one's walking around going, this fucking hasn't done the dishes. Like
yeah.
that's it's just like,
yeah,
oh, nah, I fucking don't have it right now.
Yeah.
That's a good
either you take
good obsession.
It or, yeah, so that's one.
Yeah.
And then I think this has been evolving for a little while. And
forgot the question.
We've spoken.
What's your current
what's
obsession?
You obsessed with?
Yes. And passionate about.
Passionate about.
That's the other one. Yeah.
Oh, slay.
I think we've been moving in this direction for... maybe 12 months anyway, collectively. But like, I think I'm at a point where my success in, or my work ethic in particular, is not my identity anymore.
Love
and
that.
I'm not attached to
yeah.
that anymore. It's like, and I, the biggest thing I'm, I guess, it's almost like my obsession is always personal growth. And
yep.
it's just, funneled in this direction at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is like, money's not hard. That's the biggest thing that I'm trying to get over right now.
Cool.
Because people make money not working hard, and people work really hard and make no money.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just, my obsession is figuring it out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, doing consults with business owners and trying to get it and just like having conversations. Actually, because we're moving the podcast recording day, I reached out to an old mentor of mine. And I was like, what do your Wednesdays look like? Can I just sit in your office for 8 hours and just see what you do? Because
yeah.
I just want to be around people that are yeah. doing shit at a different level because I know you don't work harder. So what are you doing?
I'm glad that he's doing that because that means he won't contact me on a Wednesday.
I'll leave you alone.
Well, then, I mean, our answers were both really, really different. And I'm glad that I'm focusing on witches while you're focusing on
yeah, I was like, mine's like to get bigger arms. Like,
yeah, cool. So like,
look, I'm also training shoulders 4 days yeah. a week.
What are you obsessed with? Myself.
Witches.
No, I'm obsessed with World War II history, as Ben knows right now.
Oh,
yeah. I told him everything about
yeah.
every event that has happened in World War II.
That's so freaking cool.
I watched a docuseries on Netflix and I'm obsessed.
And Bryce will be able to have sit down and have a good conversation.
I have a lot of morbid curiosities.
Yeah.
And yeah.
History and war history is so fascinating.
I think it's so important.
It's also fascinating because of the aftermath.
Totally.
Yeah. Because it literally changes the course of civilization. So
I wonder if one day we might make it that Jason goes to travel instead of on holiday.
Oh, yeah. We were thinking on our next holiday because we're close to France. Because my dad's going to go to Normandy.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, it's pretty close. I might give it a crack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe.
Like, when, just before Bryce and his sister, because they're only like a year and a bit apart, their last big family holiday, their parents were like, all right, you're both going to be adults now. Like, let's go one last family holiday. You know, what we'll cover. Let's all pick like a country. Mm. So there's four of them. I'm pretty sure Bryce's sister, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Tegan went like Harry Potter World. Yeah. So they did that.
Bro.
They went to a fucking concentration camp for Bryce.
Yeah, so they go to Auschwitz?
Yeah, not what. Similar, another big one, but it wasn't Auschwitz.
They probably would have went to Krakow and then just explored from there.
I don't know. I can't remember the name. Yeah. But like, they're all like, yay, holiday. And Bryce is like, concentration camp, let's go.
We were supposed to go to Krakow for our honeymoon.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. Yeah.
What a vibe.
the day we were...
That's hot.
Hey, it is what it is. The day we were supposed to put our deposit down was the day Putin crossed the border.
Oh.
And we were like, want to go to Paris? Yeah.
Yeah. Much more honeymoon-esque.
Well, that's a cool... Yeah. That's a cool obsession.
But we still did like... We were watching BBC documentaries on Paris every night while we were there. And like, this like happened here and this happened here and... Like, still nerded the fuck out on it.
It's amazing how what 10 years can do. Like, we bumped into this dude in Eos. It's like the party island of Greece, literally. Yeah. And he's like, we just came from Auschwitz. And he was like telling us about it. And I'm like, oh, someone get me away from this dibby down. Like, yeah, I just want to get fucked up. Party. Yeah, like, turn the fucking music up. Yeah, and then 10 years later, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't mind checking it out.
Let's go there.
And seeing all the history and stuff. Yeah.
That's a good question, Jace.
Thank you. I've got plenty more. So the next one is, if you could have... What's up, guys? So before we move on, just wanted to make sure you guys know about our free resources on the website. So go to www.stcfit.com/resources and take advantage of our free body transformation guide, our SBD guide, and our body transformation quiz. Any superpower, what would it be and why?
I 100% mind reading, but controlled.
Yeah, mind reading, huh? What's controlled mean, though?
If I wanted to turn it off, I could turn it off.
Yeah, because that'd drive you nuts.
Yeah. Just once again, like the communication thing. What's someone thinking versus how do they verbalize it?
Yeah. Mm. But what if they say shit about you, though? Sometimes ignorance is bliss. Like, you could be sitting there just like, crazy woman.
As someone that doesn't know how to not tell people how I feel,
that's perfectly normal.
I think that that's what everyone's like. Like, I'm not naive, but I'm like,
You come across as a crazy person, though, because you wouldn't know when they're speaking and when they're not.
Because
they'd be like, wait.
No, it's a superpower.
You
got it covered.
You sure?
Yeah.
I've just seen TV shows where they're just like, the person just talks and they're like, looking at him like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I would be very controlled. It would be very controlled.
So it's trainable to the point where you know if they're actually talking or not.
Yeah.
And then it's trainable to the point where you can turn it on or off. It's a complete superpower. What about you?
Fuck.
Mine's... I already know mine. It's to eat as much food as I want.
Nice.
And like not, and calories are irrelevant.
What about like digestion wise?
If we're able to turn things on and off, like mind reading wise, like
I'm good. Yeah. I don't get indigestion.
You just want to be Goku.
So super digestion, Jason.
Basically, yeah. Like, thermodynamics doesn't exist.
There you go.
Just have like something in your arm that you can be like, apply calorie surplus, apply calorie deficit.
Yeah. I want to get huge.
Yeah.
Just, it's kind of stuck on that. I've broken it.
Muscle, muscle only.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my superpower. Don't
What's
gain
the
muscle.
Scarlett Johansson movie where she accesses parts of her brain?
Souls?
No. Nah. I know the one.
I'm out.
Basically, like, you've seen Limitless, Bradley Cooper?
It's like.
Yeah. So, Limitless.
It's a name. It's like a female name, I think.
Not Alice?
Not Ruby. No. Anyway, whatever.
Is it? No.
Nah. Anyway.
There's a lot of them, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say Emma, but that's my pillow.
Your girl.
Hey, we're fucking 14 days
in. Tight.
I've clocked it.
No snoring?
Nah. Clocked
it's
it.
The best.
Love that for you. Love that for your wife. Love that.
Yeah. It's
everyone's happy.
The house, the vibes are good.
Very good.
Anyway.
Yeah. So,
keep going.
The limitless brain.
Yeah.
Without, obviously, all the downsides.
Oh, that's...
But can you
learn something
have a limitless
instantly.
Brain without the downside?
Well, if it's a superpower.
Yeah.
Mm. Can't read minds either. But
yeah, you got to have...
Without going totally mental. Yeah. I think you would just become so disenfranchised with the world if you could read people's minds.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it would ruin you.
I reckon you'd go crazy.
Yeah, probably.
Now,
yeah.
Even just aside from like, let's say you could actually handle the processing power of doing it.
Mm.
Just being exposed to what people actually think and feel.
What humanity is actually like. 24 hours a day. No, I'm obsessed with that.
It'd be horrible.
Yeah, mm. I'm obsessed with that though. That's
look,
so fun.
We all have the right to our superpowers.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. I agree. I'm just putting
and if I go down crazy,
if I want to
then...
eat 300 hot dogs in a sitting and not put on a single ounce of weight,
yeah,
so be it.
Yeah.
Because yeah, my thinking with Jess's power is like, maybe just for me, I would just be like tuning in every now and then. It's like checking your phone.
Yeah.
Be paranoid as shit.
Oh, you wouldn't. Yeah, but like for me, I would like, imagine if my wife could read my mind. I'd be like, fuck, where's the tin foil? I'd be wrapping around my head and shit. But like, you don't, sometimes like, I want to think some shit that you can't hear.
Yeah. 100%.
So it might affect the relationships around you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, people, you're just going to be a really lonely person. People think like, that's that lady that can read everyone's mind.
People think they want total honesty, but they often don't.
No, yeah. 100%. Yeah. And I think I would like to know just how much of that, because like I'm a flawed human. I'm a very fucking flawed human.
So you would keep it subtle?
For sure.
Wouldn't let people
Wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't let them know that you know?
God, no.
That'd be really hard. Definitely to, how could they, look, it'd be really hard to keep under wraps.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
What's the funnest thing you've ever done? The funnest thing ever. So it's like that, you just, when you think about it, you get goosebumps.
Ooh.
The funnest thing you've ever done.
That's a really
I can't believe I've stumped you guys with this one.
Yeah, there's a few.
I don't know.
You might need to start.
It could either be top three, like, you know, just like one of those things that you just look back on, you're like, that was the best time ever.
Instantaneous moment like of absolute pure, this is fucking incredible, skydiving.
Yeah.
That was like skydiving and shark diving are the two that popped in my head first.
You went shark diving.
But I'm like, yeah, but in like a really controlled environment, so it doesn't count.
I thought you meant like Shark Bay.
No, so I want to go to Port.
Yeah, my brother-in-law did that. It's just off Kangaroo Island or something.
No, so it's further to the west of the Great Australian Bight. Port Lincoln?
Well, I think you might have done
that.
Okay,
maybe.
And he's seen them that day. He's like, it was crazy. I'm like, you are.
So that's what I wanted. So I don't know if that was my answer though, because I've like skydived twice and I've done that. But like, I don't know if that was my first answer because it was just like...
I'm laughing because mine's just so fucking different.
I do not want to do that ever.
But I had...
It's, yeah.
I don't know if it's like... I don't know if it's like a... Talk about on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about mine.
Send it.
Yeah. So...
But what... Okay, you say yours first.
So the funnest time I ever had, the funnest ever.
Yeah.
It was the first day of party season in Ibiza and Armin van Buuren was kicking off at... I think it was Privilege Nightclub at the time. So this is the biggest nightclub in the world at the time. So may or may not have accidentally on purpose consumed some things that help you party.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
And like, because I just love going out, dancing. Like, you know, I had like 8 of my best friends, Steph. Like, we just had the fucking best time ever. Like, you know, walked in there at like 11 o'clock, left at like 7. Fucking hands down the best night I've ever had. Hands down.
Mine, okay, if we're talking like that.
I will up this.
No, I'm not going to up that. I just wanted to say what it was okay to say.
No, go for it.
At like a really like pivotal point in my life where I like kind of got my shit together. Bryce and I like moved into a house together. I moved out of a house with my best friend. Like we live party house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at, like at this stage where like, you know, online coaching was doing really, really well. Like I was really happy. And I think like this was a celebration of that, but I went to a Fleetwood Mac concert.
Yeah.
Doing things that you do when you party. Yeah. And like, it was probably the funnest night of my life. So Zoya and I just like, that was like our, we'd just moved out and like, you know, I got to live with my best friend and have it as a positive experience.
Mm.
And that was like our goodbye to that chapter of our lives. And then we both, you know, got our partners and things like that.
Yeah,
like, so it was like,
the last hurrah.
Yeah.
We were like holding hands.
Yeah.
Our pupils were like.
Yeah.
And I was watching Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Which is just like so iconic. So
that's cool.
That's probably another moment that
I've had
like
a couple actually.
Yeah.
And we won't turn this into a stories of Jason, but yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
That's been coming. Permission.
It's been coming.
That's its own episode.
Well, a very close second was we had a friend who like was pretending to be a, not pretending. He was a producer for like movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he got this like gig. No, it fucking gets wild.
Yeah.
So he got all this money to make a movie, but he didn't make the movie. So he got all the money, but he didn't make the movie.
So, okay, so your friend's a fraud.
So we went over to America to watch basketball. And then we just like, you know, hey, you know, knew they were in the area. He's like, come, you know, hang out, whatever. So we're like, cool. I was like, give us the best time, you know, LA can provide.
That money can buy.
And then like, little do we know, is like, book this like booth at like this club called One Oak, which is like where all the like popular celebrities and shit go.
Oh.
So we got this like booth, like you're spending all this money, like these champagnes coming out of sparklers and shit, and we were just getting absolutely fucked up. Like,
I love that.
We went to this, like, because it has a curfew, you go to these, like, after parties. Mm. So we went to this party in, like, the Hollywood Hills. It was, like, the nicest house I've ever seen in my life. So me and my mates rock up, like, we don't know anybody. My mate fell over, split his face open. We thought he got into a fight. So we're like, nah, who was it? Who was it? You know, ready to like throw down his shit. And they're like, this guy's like, nah, man. He's like, I saw him fall over. He just ate shit. So yeah, and then we end up like in the hospital and like we were all drunk and fucked up. And then like we're just being dickheads. And then this like policeman come over. He's like, look, guys, like you obviously aren't from around here. I can put you in jail right now if you don't leave. And we're just like, all the best with your eyebrow, bro.
That's
so, yeah,
good.
That was a pretty close second.
That's good.
In terms of, like, absolute fun. But, yeah. What's up, guys? So, before we move on, just a little bit more information for those people who are curious about coaching. Maybe they want someone to take care of their training, get a bit more specific, take it to the next level, or even just keep them accountable to all of the things that they need to do. So again, you guys can go onto the website, get a little bit more information. It's got all the information on there on what's involved to take your training to the next level. You can hit the inquiry button and then we'll get on a strategy call and see what we can do for you. Well, there's a couple more training ones and they'll be real quick. What's your ultimate gym pet peeve? So we spoke about ours already. But
I think we got distracted. We didn't really talk about
it. Oh, that. Yeah. Ultimate gym pet peeve. Yeah, we said we were going to come back to it. And yeah. We didn't because we felt sorry for Dan.
Yeah.
For the time.
Which will ironically come out next week because this one's before that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool.
Go.
Ultimate. It can like, be anything. What's the one thing in the gym that annoys you?
It's not like, it's not petty. Like there's little petty things, but the main thing that annoys me is probably like, when men approach
yeah,
you.
Yeah, see, I knew it would be different.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I wanted to do
like,
this.
I can say, like, when people leave, like, 300 kilos of weight plates on a leg press.
Yeah, standard.
But that's, like, normal, right? Mm. I train at Muscle City. Like, that's, like, every day.
Yeah.
Probably, like, when someone approaches you with the intention of chatting you up.
So, paint the picture for us. Because, like, I'm not one of those people when we're out of the game. And we're not also a younger woman. So
I
we've established that we are not that attractive.
I'm not going to approach the opposite sex because we are not attractive.
And it doesn't matter like what you're training in. Like yeah. I will train in like the baggiest of clothes. Like yeah.
Is that a conscious choice?
I mean,
it's pretty sad if it is.
I dress like a 13-year-old boy in general.
Yeah, so you don't make, but you don't. You're not. Making the
I don't
workout choices.
No, no, no.
Of that,
I like, don't deliberately change the way I look to distort my figure. No.
Yeah, like, and to stop it from you being like less approachable.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, no,
yeah.
Definitely not. That's my
yeah. You just wear what you just wear what you wear.
But
yeah.
like, and if I'm not wearing something, literally like what I'm wearing now is what I would train in. If I'm not wearing that, I will be wearing shorts and I'll train in my sports bra. Like yeah. I don't care. So yeah. if it's hot, I train in my sports bra. If it's not hot, I train in a baggy t-shirt. Or a jumper, like I trained a jumper last night.
Yeah.
But I will give an example. So guy on the Smith machine, I'm on the last rack of the squat rack. I'm doing push presses. You were coaching me at the time. I'm doing push presses, superset with like something else. And as I'm just like standing in between waiting, just walks over. He's like, we should go for a coffee after this.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, he sounded.
I can't even talk to the guy in the manhole.
We should go
and
for a coffee.
And let me, like, I'm not someone that's like, I don't want to be approached, so I'm going to have a grumpy.
Yeah,
I don't have a resting bitch face. Like,
yeah, it's good.
Like, if someone smiles at you, you just can give a, and then keep going. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
typical.
Yeah.
to the camera.
Yeah.
But, like, you, I don't. Invite it by locking eyes with someone.
Yeah, because then it's like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I looked at me, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yes.
I consciously avoid making eye contact more than once. But yeah. like, you know, if I'm watching someone do absolutely terrible lifting, I'm like,
yeah, you just can't look. Yeah,
or,
I'm the same.
Or on the other hand,
yeah,
someone's
really
amazing
well,
and
yeah.
I'm like,
that's what we spoke
and
about.
I will go, like, if there is, like, happened this week, like, a guy kind of kept, like, looking in my direction. And
just being real animated. I want in on this.
Yeah. A guy was like looking in my direction. So it was my deadlift day. So I did 4x3 at 130 deadlifts. And then I went on to bench 60 kilos for fives just with a pause.
Such a subtle flex that was.
That's it.
But it was like really early in the morning. So there weren't many people at the gym. And I could see a guy that was training like two racks over. And I was like, oh. He's like looked over at me like a few times. I've made eye contact. The first one was a smile. The second one was a. Are you like, why are you looking at me?
Oh, yeah.
But then as I went over to bench, he walked past and I like was grabbing a weight plate and we crossed paths and he's like, you're really strong. And then like kind of kept walking.
Oh, so he just respected.
Yeah. So then we had a conversation and we spoke about deadlifting and benching and blah, blah,
there's
blah.
Definitely got to be ways like to do it, but too intense.
That, and then I've had another guy when I was benching, I was wearing my Lord of the Rings top and it says Sauron on the front, but it kind of looks like it's a metal band t-shirt.
Yeah.
And a guy that always trains at the gym. I see him every time I'm there, looked over me and he was like, I don't know that brand while I'm benching. That band while I'm benching. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not it.
He was trying to read my top. So he was like looking over, trying to read my top. So I don't hate men in the gym. I don't hate men. I have one of my own.
Two of them.
But that.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's not it.
Don't objectify me. Yeah. Don't treat me like I'm a piece of meat.
Mm. Don't ruin my fucking workout.
Don't you dare think that you can approach me for more of my time when I've given you absolutely no indication, even if I did give you an indication. Like, say, like you know what I mean? Like, like, I don't know if you make, like, I don't know what men see as like indication because, like, obviously there's something going on in their head that's not going on in my head. But that is just like normal.
Yeah. I think it's such a weird thing. So the Modern Wisdom podcast, they talk a lot, obviously, from a men's point of view.
Yeah.
And like the lack of sex that men are having and the fear that they have approaching women.
And they're lonely.
I don't see any of that.
So what's wild is it's almost like because, and this is not justified in behavior, it's still trash behavior. It's like because they're almost scared, it's like, you send the dick pic on Instagram or you walk up and like apply, we should go for coffee. It's like, what's my fuck? Do you know my name? Mm. Like, I've heard women talk about it in the past where it's like the balance. Some women are like, the gym is not the place to meet someone you want to date. And then the counter argument to that is like, well, if the gym is the only place you go outside of home and work.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can absolutely meet somebody in the gym. But let me tell you, going up to them and
that's not asserting the right way to do it.
Yeah, there's a certain way.
Like, if someone had, and I wasn't, you know, engaged to be married early next year with a child, with a man that I love.
So there's the sign-off, guys. Leave her alone.
if there, and I'm sure there are people listening to the, like, if anyone listens to the podcast because they follow me on Instagram, it's like, listen, please, fucking listen to what I'm saying. We train at the same gym. But, like, if you are respectful and polite and you say hello and you say goodbye and you just ask about my training session. Yeah. Like, there are so many men, whether they work behind the counter at the gym or like I've just met them because we train at the same time. Like, there are so many males and females that I have conversations with at the gym that are super amicable, that are really lovely. And if I was single and they had like eventually just kept developing into conversations as they went on, that would be something that happens organically.
Yeah. Mm. And that was the point that they sort of made. It was like, you can... But it's
this
not,
person has like no idea who I am.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
it's not a nightclub. It's like, hey, it's 1 a.m. You wanna suck?
Yeah,
there's no one left. Fucking gym, bro.
I'm there like a fucking caveman. I rolled out of bed. It's 5:30, and like I'm getting out from underneath the bar. You wanna go for a coffee? I'm like,
nah, that's too much pre-workout, bro.
What in the fuck? Yeah, sorry, over my caffeine. I was like, I just like at the time. I think I was only like a year postpartum. So it was very strange because you go for so long being pregnant and then being like early postpartum that just like no one sees you as an object of desire aside from your partner because they're like, wow, you really did that. But then like that was one of my first big experiences where I'm like, oh no, like, and I wasn't polite. Like I wasn't like, fuck off, you dog. But I was like, I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And he's like, why not? Oh,
that's even worse. Absolutely not.
Yeah, but when you lead with that much,
that's great. Yeah, it's great.
And like, I never like saying first thing off the bat. Like, I think it's really belittling when the reason you say no to somebody is just because I've already got a partner. Mm. No, like that's so fucking disrespectful. Don't you dare approach me, whether I've got a partner or not. Like, don't you dare talk to me like that and assume.
Mm.
So the fact that he said why not after that, it's like the fucking entitlement.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Have like, you seen me? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I could definitely already outlift what you're doing over there, but that's not even the reason. But no, yeah. It's just so gross. But anyway, that's
ours, ours are nothing compared to that.
Are you super, we've talked about it before, but like I'm so conscious
of not approaching women in the gym, even to be friendly.
Of not being a creep, even though I'm married. No, like.
No, no. Sometimes, like I avoid speaking to women.
Speaking to people
who know how to work out. I try to be so nice. And then I just think this person just wants me to fuck off because they just think I'm like every other dude. And I'm like, I just like the gym.
No, I work out,
and I just want to talk about working out.
Yeah.
There's like someone that works at the front counter of the gym that I train at. And like that man knows my running pace because he used to be a runner. Yeah. And he's like, so what are you training today? And like one day I was like, oh, deadlifts. And the next day I was like, oh, I'm just here for a run. And he was like, you run. So then we would like chat about it. So now like if I get off the treadmill and he's working, he'd be like, what was your pace? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he'll like give me running advice. And like, but it's not.
Not mansplaining.
No, ulterior motive.
Yeah. And like. And you know what? I don't even care if in his brain, like I don't care what that person's thinking because all they've done is show me like absolute respect. And whether I've been there with Bryce or whether I've been there by myself, he has still always walked out of his way to say hello and whatever. Like I don't care if someone approaches me to talk about my training.
Yeah.
I don't care. I never will. I love the gym. These are my people.
It's really strange in my gym at the moment. The only... So there's like... people that go to the gym, and then there's inside that people that go to the gym like we go to the gym.
Yeah.
And
then inside that, there's another like
it's people that go to the gym like Ben goes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And like the gym that I'm training at now, there's half a dozen, maybe eight people that train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few people that go
they exercise.
To exercise and stay in shape and blah, blah, blah. But there's half a dozen that fucking train. Two massive juice heads.
At least you got two of them.
Your two clients, who I finally met.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy.
I'm going to talk about that in a minute. She said she met you on Monday. Yeah.
So, yeah, them. And then there's a handful of, I would assume they're 20-ish. I'm so distorted now. Amy and I were talking about this at dinner the other day. We had this waitress come out. She's like, she's serving alcohol, but she looks 12. How old are these people?
Yeah.
And, we're like, yeah, well, you thought people in their 30s were fucking old when we were 20.
Yeah.
So we're, oh, fuck.
Yeah, people
like,
in their 30s.
I've got to serve these old
fucks. I was like, I thought you were 16, but you're obviously not. Anyway, so the only people that train in the gym outside of two guys that, like, they talk to everyone and they're super friendly. Like, they're the big bear of the gym. Like, you.
Oh, I've never been approached by...
the big bear
I've
of
never
the gym.
The big cuddly bear, you know what I mean? It's like, he looks
Jason's
scary,
like,
but he's really nice.
Going to?
Yeah, it's like, oh, what?
I've never had a bad experience with, and I train at a gym that is
massive dudes.
80% of it. Like, I've never had a bad experience with a juice head that trains at the gym and cares about his training.
Yeah.
In fact, they're the people I seek out to spot.
Yeah, because they go there to train. And they don't really care about anything else.
Yeah. Precisely.
So I'm like in this weird, I want to relate with people in the gym that take this to the level that I do, and they're on Instagram with it, and they're some of them have got careers in it, blah blah blah. But it's also like, I understand you're in a crop and booty shorts. I'm not like, I just want to say hi.
Yeah.
Yesterday there was a chick I hadn't actually seen before, coming in, was squatting like she would have been 60 kilos, was squatting body weight for reps, and I was like, oh, someone in here that's like relatively strong, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I sort of like made eye contact a couple of times, went to smile, and she sort of looked away, and I was like, that's cool,
that's
fine.
Over,
so then Lucy came in, your client who I'd met the other day, and I was like, headphones out, she asked me a question, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, you're training, like, I'll leave you alone. I'm like, no, like,
I told her to ask
I'm out of the gym.
Jason's like,
I was like, you see Ben and you have a question, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to.
I don't work in the gym anymore. If you ask me a question about fitness, I'm fucking in. Yeah. So we had my rest period went to, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Talking about shit, and then the girl was nearby.
Yeah.
Did my next set, turned around, and she like stopped and smiled at me.
Yeah.
It's like almost like an acknowledgement.
It's like you broke that barrier down.
Yeah. Do you know what we need?
Barrier. Oh, you're not here to
we
fucking...
We need other women to already give a male a tick of approval before we're like, oh, they're approachable.
Yeah.
Well, you just need to hear them speak and converse with other people and then they're like, oh, this dude's just a dude who's just talking people. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's friendly.
I don't think...
Yeah.
I don't think that women are wrong for being very defensive straight off the bat.
I agree.
No, yeah.
And then yeah. I don't... And I sometimes feel bad for, like, because, like, the men that I'm around always have good intention because I don't surround myself with dickheads. Like, you guys always have good intention, so I feel bad because, like, yeah, it would really depend on the day because if you're, like, the second person to smile at her in that day, she's like, can you just fuck off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I just don't even bother just because I'm, like...
That's what... I mean,
I have to tiptoe if I can't be myself...
That's my general approach. That's my approach.
If I feel like I have to walk in eggshells around you, I can't be me. Yeah. I'm like, this is just not going to be it. Like,
yeah.
So I just sometimes I just walk around the gym and I'm, like people probably think like this dude's a fucking asshole, but I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't want to like have the awkward conversation of trying to you know converse with someone if they just think that I'm like there for ill intentions and shit. Yeah. It's like I shouldn't have to walk around with like my wedding band wrapped around my finger, which probably doesn't matter to some people anyway.
Yeah.
And then just have that conversation where someone's like, oh, fuck, like, just say what you need to say. I just want you to leave.
Literally.
So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll just keep to myself.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad too sometimes.
Yeah.
I had such a cool experience with a young guy at the gym. I think we talked about it on the pod. It was like, his squats were like,
yeah,
the best I've ever seen an 18-year-old squat.
Yeah.
Look, he was probably 24 based on the but he was like
30.
He was my age.
Yeah, he was my age, just not losing his hair. So I like afterwards went up to him and he thought I was coming to kick him off the machine. And he was like, oh, were you using this? And I was like, nah, bro, I just wanted to say like your squats look fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He was like his face lit up. Yeah. He was like, oh, thank you so much. And obviously he put a lot of time and effort into it. And it's like this girl was like, I would love to have that interaction with you.
Yeah.
Know your name and be able to say hello to you next time I'm coming into the gym.
Yeah.
But that's going to be way too much. So I'm just...
It just,
like,
yeah.
Gotta grade it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like now we've smiled. Yeah. It's like next time we're like, oh, it's like squats look good today.
Totally walk depends. Away. Depends on the way you're approached. I fucking love... Oh, who doesn't? Like I love when someone's like, wow, you're really strong. I'm like, thank you.
It's
I try really hard.
Good affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the core of STC Fit.
Yes,
love it.
We all
affirmation
it.
Is the core of STC Fit. I've worked it out.
Tell me
validation.
Yeah.
When we do our hiring, what is your love language?
Yeah.
Words of affirmation.
It.
You're hired.
100%. Yeah. It is. It's
tell me what I already believe about myself.
When you peel all the layers back, they're all different, and then affirmation sits at the core.
Yeah,
and it's all the same.
Yeah.
Do we have any other training questions?
One more question, and then we'll wrap it up. So this one will be a good one to sign off on. What's the biggest advice you could give any lifter right now?
Single
best piece of advice you could give any lifter right now.
Right now.
You gone first.
It's going to take 3 times longer than you think.
Oh, really? I was just going to do a don't do this and then done, but it's okay.
No, that's
the answer. Thought you were going to say the
That's the end.
I thought it was like just a quick one and you're
Ben's
like...
going to talk for ages again.
We're talking about training. Oh, fuck, here we go. Get the pillow
it's
out.
It's going to take 3 times longer than you think for me to answer that question.
Answering this question is going to take 3 times longer than you think. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's a good one. I like
that's
it.
That's great.
Yeah, I like that.
No, your outcome
good
will
job.
Take 3 times longer.
Yep.
I like it.
Doing things optimally isn't optimal if you can't sustain it.
Yeah, awesome. Mm. Yeah, and I was going to say stop overcomplicating things and just...
Do what you enjoy and do it all the time, often as best to your ability, consistently.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it looks like. That's going to get you the best.
Enjoy it. Work hard. It's simpler than you think.
Totally.
Stop complicating it.
100%.
Done.
So to build on my one to make it take longer than...
3 times as long.
So you got to say three or more sentences.
Your point of enjoy it. It's going to take 3 times longer than you think it is, so don't base your reward system based on the outcome.
Oh, yeah. I also have to add that I hate every single set of deadlifts I do, but I enjoy training. And that's the other thing. Like, you're not going to be smiling the whole way through it. Like, that's not enjoyment necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those videos where it's like this is how I look at the gym. So, like, if I don't look like this and they're just walking around the gym, like, deadlifting with, like, a big smile on their face. Like, no, it's fucking sucks and it's hard.
Sometimes.
So, I'm going to look sad.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, when I send Ben my, like, lifting videos, which are, like, only really... deadlifts and bench at the moment, which you can't see my face in bench aside from like my double chin on the side, and like I'll look at my face in the deadlifts and I'm like, yeah, somewhere in there. I love it. And then my face the whole time is like, I'll finish the set. And I'm like, take off my belt and like walk away really sad.
Deadlifts are my favorite exercise of all time. Mm-hmm. I like snarl and shake the bar and like growl at myself. And for a 1RM, like it's, I'm not the best version of me when I'm standing over a barbell. But it's like, that's my most fun part of my whole workout, my whole training ever.
I'm at the point of deadlifts now where I was at the gym and it was really quiet because it was early. And I was like to Bryce, I was like, fuck, I just want to yell. Yeah. Like I gave myself some leg slaps before I went to the bar. And I just like wanted to yell at the bar before I did it. And I was like,
Yeah, because you make too much noise, everyone just goes.
And then, and then I'm like, you know that real guttural yell you want to do? And I was like, I'm so tough.
Yeah, training with these two in the garage, like when we're still not really allowed out.
Yeah.
Just like the aggression that I would approach the barbell with and then put it down and hang out with the two calmest humans in my entire life.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel strange. Yeah. Did I just embarrass myself?
I can't wait to test so I can.
We didn't
yell.
Have a second thought about it. No. If it makes you feel better.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Words of affirmation.
Yay.
All right. We should wrap it up.
Yeah. Sweet. I need a wee.
Okay.
Nice.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, guys. As always, enjoy the episode. Like, share, sub, do the social media thing, give us a tag, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.